Hello everyone. So who do we have on the call?
We have Patricio, Everhart, Alejandra, Alan, Andre, you, Katrina, Peter van Rotte, Bart, and I know Carolina's on her way in, and we have apologies from Hero and from Don Hollander.
Okay, so thank you. I think we should start. So thank you everyone for joining, and we'll welcome you to the first conference call regarding agenda and LA. For today we have you see agenda on your screen, and we'll start with the working group and everything around our group. First of all, I have to inform you that Juhani left the group because of his other assignments, and unfortunately he could not dedicate enough time for our group, so he left. On the screen you see the list of current members. So I'd like to ask you, do you think we're good, or we need more people? If we do need more people, should we? Do you have any ideas who to invite? Who would like to participate in the work of our group? So, any immediate ideas? Okay. If not, this is something you could think about. I think we're in pretty good shape, so there's no much need for more people, but probably we need some new ideas. Therefore, if you have somebody in mind, or maybe you think we could send an invitation to join our group to the list, or maybe somebody would be interested. So just let us know. Okay, Peter has raised his hand. Please, Peter.
Hi, Katrina. Hi, everyone. Just an idea that maybe the people that give constructive feedback through the surveys at the end of each meeting might be invited to join us as a guest for one of the next meetings. And if they like it and if they are good contributors, invite them to become permanent member of the group. It might be a good way of getting new people on board.
Thank you. I think that's a good idea. The problem is that we have no idea who filled in the survey. So it's completely anonymous. So we don't know who those people are. We definitely can send the information to the list. Eberhard?
Why don't you add to the next questionnaire, would you be willing or interested in joining the program group?
Yes, that's another way of doing that. So we can do that and add it to the questionnaire. So Gabby, please note.
Yes, I'm taking notes.
Thank you. I did not intend to talk about that, but since Eberhard raised this issue on the mailing list. So currently what we do when we receive any requests for presentations, we store them up and then when we have more or less some number of presentations, so we can classify them and put them together into chunks of sessions. So we draft the first agenda and then we distribute it to the list. So Eberhard raised the point of that probably it's better to have information about incoming requests the moment they arrive. So the question is to the working group: how would you prefer to deal with incoming requests? Would you like to see them all coming scattered over the time, or in the form of the first draft of agenda, when we put them in, think about the structure of the entire agenda and send it to you as as a summary. So any feedback? So Eberhard, your hand is it old hand or new hand?
New hand. Now, I was wondering about both. Why don't you send these things when they come into the list so that we can read them, and when then the draft comes out, we know what we're dealing with. One does not necessarily exclude the other. I don't want to be criticizing that things come in late, but this is a tendency. We're all busy. And I find it's easier if I read, oh, this is interesting, then I remember, okay, that's something that I'm interested in, read up on it, and then we can champion it in the group. In tech day, I do it similar. In the end, I get the proposals, and then I'll reply to them with copy to all the members of the working of the programming group, so they each have seen what we're doing. And then I'll send out the draft thing, so that people already know what's going on. So one does not exclude the other.
That is true. But what worries me, for example, if you've seen incoming requests from .il, you would have stolen it from us to put it into your tech day. Okay, that was a joke. But still, I'd like to hear comments from other members.
Can I also just explain a little, little bit of background about it? Because very often get in a request saying, oh, can you give us some time from the IDN team? But they don't specify what. So then I have to reply to them, yes, but could you specify what you want? And then there sometimes are three or four emails back and forth until we actually know what they want. And to be honest, I want you to avoid the burden of this. And, I mean, that's the reason I actually think, I thought at least that I was doing you a favor. So, and also, Eberhard, one more thing. We are talking about 2 full days, so we are talking about many more requests that we would have to deal with and, I believe, fit into the tech day. So I actually thought that this would be, this is a good way of avoiding unnecessary emails. That's the thought behind it.
Well, I completely agree with Gabby, but still it's up to the group to decide. Peter?
Thanks, Katrina. I understand Eberhard's question on the methodology. As a programming working group, it's clear that we are supposed to put in the work and look at what works for the agenda and not, and have the group's impact assessment of whether something is interesting or not. But I also hear Gabi's explanation that the process as it works now basically saves us a lot of work and things to read that in the end might not be relevant. I do not have the impression that this process that we're currently using, even though the methodology might not be in line of what a programming working group would be used to, that this process does not deliver us what we are expected to do, that is, come up with a decent program for the CCNSO during their two-day meeting at the next Viking meeting. I never had the feeling that at any point in time this group could not say, well, this presentation in the draft is not useful, so let's get rid of it. I think we did that a couple of times in the past when there were more in particular doubts whether the presentation fitted into the theme or the topic. And then the other way around, I think suggestions have been taken on board, and obviously the incident where it part of the email was not explicitly referred to in the program was just a misfortunate incident, but typically suggestions are taken on board during any part of the process. So as far as I'm concerned, what we have now works as long as it's clear that this group can add or change anything to the program at any stage before finalization of the document.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Peter, for your ideas. Anyone else? So, Alejandra has written to the chat on Adobe. May I suggest that the draft agenda to be discussed could be sent with a day or two in advance with the summaries of the presentations that made it to the agenda? Yes, that's a very good idea, and that was actually the intention, but unfortunately we did manage to send it in advance. I think we should do our best to work this way in the future. Gabi, what do you think?
Yes, can I just also add to that with that part of it is because we, as you saw, I am asking everyone to send a short summary about what they want. I'm waiting for these summaries, and I mean, we had a request for a presentation on Monday, a Tuesday, and this morning. So sometimes I'm thinking maybe it's better to wait a little bit to have it gathered than to just continue sending it. But I agree, in general, I would like to have it out earlier. Part of it was because I was on holiday and only returned on Monday, so that's partly the reason for why. But in general, that's what we're trying to do. And I'm also trying to have a summary of each request for input on time, but you can see that most of them were not delivered.
Okay, so to sum it up, we do it this the way Alejandra suggested, so that we do our best to send the draft agenda to the list together with summaries of the presentations. It's not always, well, it's actually never possible with the panels because we shape them up a little bit later. Unfortunately, we never managed, until now, we never managed to have proper explanations for the panels, panel discussions and things like that so much in advance. But with all other presentations, I think that's the way to go. Okay, thank you very much for the input. So next, feedback on feedback, the one we received after London. Still people ask for more time for discussions, and I completely agree. I just have no idea where to get the time for discussions because usually we have too much things to squeeze in, and panelists normally take up all the time, and sometimes presenters also take too much time, so we don't have enough time for discussions and questions. So one of the suggestions was to have questions after each presentation. That's what we had actually for CCCLD News and for regional organizations update. But in many cases, that doesn't happen. So Bart, you have your hand.
This is more a question, and maybe it's too cynical. But what do people mean when they ask for more time for discussions? Because what you see, and what I say, if you're in the back of the room. I've noticed at all sessions there is always a Q&A, but everybody is silent. And a Q&A could be envisioned as and with the panel discussions as well. If they mean more panel and interactive discussion, so more interaction between panelists, that's clear. If they want more discussion among themselves, I think one of the what might be considered is how, and as a question, how do we, the program working group and the panelists, ensure that people start speaking up? Because I don't know what they mean with time for more discussion.
Yes, actually I was thinking about the same when I read the feedback. Unfortunately, I did not remember it now when I started talking. Yes, in many cases there are no questions, but when there are questions, when we have very good presenters and there are questions, a lot of them, so sometimes it really happens that we can't handle all the questions. And that was actually the case for CCTLD News session when I had to stop some people from asking questions because we did not have enough time. We were actually running a bit late. Carolina.
You're on mute.
Yes. Hi, Katrina. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Yes, I wanted... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I wanted to second Bart's comment because I have the same feeling that people want to have time for discussions, and then actually when we have Q&As for most of the sessions, there are no questions coming in. I mean, we had a problem with the first internet governance session in London. We had the same problem with the registrar panel session as well. I mean, I didn't think there was so much interaction there going on. And I have a feeling that this idea of demanding for more participation is should be sort of looked at carefully, and maybe it should be, I don't know, addressed with not with providing necessarily more time after each session, but in providing a more interactive format of each of the sessions, so participants from the floor can intervene sooner rather than later than at the end when there's no time for that. So I would really sort of look at this idea of more participation and more I would look at it very, very carefully. And also we have to bear in mind the extreme cultural differences amongst participants and many regions. I mean, speaking out loud and having this sort of open discussion, I mean, it's really not something that works culturally for some people. So once again, I mean, this kind of format of a one-to-one, face-to-face kind of stuff should be encouraged in some kind of way. And I don't know whether exactly how to fit that in a program, but I'm concerned that some people who have different cultural approaches to how a debate, a discussion, and feedback around the topic is addressed in a the Western kind of open format debate, a Habermasian public sphere, that's not working for some people either here. So I really think that we should address the issue of participation and open debate with a more global frame of mind.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Carolina. Eberhard?
This is a feedback from London, so that I assume that comes from the questionnaires. My view on this is we have some good presentations, we have some very bad presentations, and a lot of routine stuff that we hear all the time. Basically, many of us go there to do their email. One could do something really nasty and force everybody to close the laptops, for example. One could do something like Roy Ahrens has done in the DNS thing, make a questionnaire, or rather make a quiz, ask some questions, and people must write down some answers to engage them. This is apparently from the participants, and I agree. Usually somebody is sitting there, they blah, 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 we hear the story that we have heard a few times, and then often it becomes so close that there is only time for one or two questions. The participants apparently want more discussions, so how do we change the format to do that? That's my view on this.
Okay, thank you, Eberhard. Yes, taking away laptops would be a very good idea, and I'm sure it would work. It would make people listen. Is it possible? Well, I'm afraid not really. Carolina, is it a new hand of yours or the old one?
She got three.
Okay. Old one. Okay. Yes, it's a complicated issue because really I agree with Eberhard. There are very good presentations which trigger a lot of discussions, a lot of questions, and there are presentations just boring and you never actually you just want to get rid of the presenter and don't even think about asking questions. Unfortunately, that is true, and there's no way we can ensure that we have only excellent presentations and only interesting discussions. Yeah, this is something to think about. Maybe next time in LA we should measure it more and see which sessions and which subject actually trigger more interest in the audience, and yes, maybe think more about but we actually have this opportunity, and they can use Adobe Room to ask questions, and actually some of them do. And how many questions did we get in London? Not so many, but still there were a few. Gabi, do you have any numbers? No, maybe you don't remember. Okay.
No.
Yes, yes, Alejandra noted that there were less responses from the survey. Yes, that is true. We have very few actual responses, but still we have quite a number of views. So 70, if I'm not mistaken, 72 views and only 17 responses, if I remember correctly. That is true, but at the same time, people tend to express their negative feelings. So they are not so eager to say positive things. So I would look at it as a good sign that they are not all very unhappy with the meeting days. Yes, this is a now we don't have actually yes, Eberhard thinks that only members of the working group replied. I did not. So definitely not all. Okay, yes, Eberhard. Yes, I'm sure that you were the one who said that none of the sessions was interesting and none was, yes, actually very boring and so on. And yes, and I agree that this presentation from ALAC was not a good one, definitely. So we have at least two members of the working group who said... actually praise the job done by the group. Yes, okay, very good. Next time we should post more positive comments. One member and one observer. Yeah. Okay, so another one. Actually, we had two technical requests. People want headphones. And sometimes, in many cases, they would really help because sometimes it's quite hard to hear what people are saying, and only headphones help. And another one was to have two screens, one for presentation and one for, let's say, there was information about the presenter, if I'm not mistaken. So the question to Gabi, is it possible to have at least headphones? Two screens, that's a very good idea, but not sure we can have it, but headphones.
I'm pretty sure it's not possible, but I will come at least not for Los Angeles, because I know we have already submitted all forms where we put in all our requests. As far as I know, we can only request headphones if we're having translations. So far, I mean, this is something we need to look into.
If you could clarify, so for our feedback on feedback that we'll send.
Yes, Christina, I'll ask Christina to look into this, because she's dealing with
it. Excuse me, Patricia here. Can anybody explain to me this thing about the headphones? I don't quite understand.
I think it's the idea is that when you put your headphones on, you can hear the sound. You have a clearer and better sound. Because if acoustics of the room is not very very good, and if there's horrible noise. And if the speakers are not located strategically correct in the room, so it might be difficult to hear what people are saying.
You mean something like this, Christina?
You can also go to the Adobe webcast and in your computer and use your own headphones to listen to that. Why that wouldn't be sufficient?
Yeah, in the case if wireless is working, but quite often wireless is not not very stable, let's say. Let's put it mildly. Bart, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to say
I need to add that it's Everhart, it's your line making the noise. So unless we will mute you unless you're talking, but it's your line that's the noisy one. Sorry.
I can mute myself.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. Oh, Bart.
How do I unmute?
Are you on the phone?
No, I use a dialer. I just need to know if you mute me, how I can unmute myself.
Well, on the phone, it's usually *7. I'm not sure which device you're on. Are you on the
phone?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, *7 usually works.
I can use a dialer. Okay.
Bart? Sorry.
Bart?
I'm sorry, I just had to move away for 1 or 2 minutes. I've heard, Eberhard, you wanted to ask me something.
No. It was you started talking, and that's why I asked if you wanted to say something. No. If not, that's okay. And the last of the suggestions, I think also a good one, to have a name card for the councillors, just like a GNSO council has. I think that's a good idea, and it shouldn't be too difficult to have. Gabi?
Yes, I'll put that down as an action point.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So let's move, and now we have the first draft. Gabi, could you upload the first draft
yep.
so we can... So now I'll just go through the... through this draft. So we start at 9 on Tuesday, just as usual. Then we have, I'll have to reschedule a little, and we start with a Q&A to the council and board candidates. And during the last council call, Leslie suggested to have it more interactive and have questions in advance and actually to run it really seriously so that people could prepare questions and ask everything they care about so that in order that we choose really the best candidates. I think that's a very good idea. Bart, would you like to add something?
No, I have more a question, and this is, although Keith is not present, say there was a discussion with the ExCom of the FOI. This is not an FOI update. This is a presentation of the final report and the findings and recommendations of the FOI to the ICANN board, which need to be supported by the GAC and the CCNSO.
I will change that, Bart.
Wait a minute.
So you mean that it should be before the meeting with the board?
Yes, that is my suggestion. And unfortunately, and this goes back to some of the discussions I've seen on the email list, say it's Bernie's and Keith's guess, say just updating the community where we are, going back to consent, significantly interested parties, and revocation, and et cetera, and fully understanding will take about 40 minutes. And what is really needed, and this is what at least Keith and I, my understanding is the FOI working with itself would need as well, is to have a sense of support of the CCTLD members present at the Los Angeles meeting before it moves on to the CCNSO Council. And at least because it's part of the GAC and the board meeting, and especially for the one with the GAC, I think it's very important that people do understand what we're talking about. So hence the intervention, and you pick it up, Katrina.
So you suggest that we have the presentation, the final presentation or report, whatever, not the update, I mean. So we have it before the meeting with the board, right?
I put myself on mute. Yes. And then you say the meeting, after the meeting with the board and with the GAC, to have a full discussion, because then you can take into account the sense of the community, of the meeting with the GAC and of the meeting with the board, to have a full discussion of, say, the recommendations among the CCTLD community presence.
So presentation, meeting with the board, coffee break, meeting with the GAC, and then again discussion.
Yeah, a full discussion on the recommendations.
Okay.
But that doesn't need to take. Eberhard. Yeah.
Eberhard, you have a friend.
Okay. The way this works is that we're using a mechanism to avoid a PDP. And basically that means is if the GAC uses it as advice to the board and the board agrees with it, then it becomes sort of policy with a lowercase p. So I agree with Bart that we should discuss it with the CCNSO or CCTLD's presence before we talk to the board. I personally would prefer to first discuss it with the GAC before we discuss it with the board, but we're probably hampered by scheduling here. But there should be at least a discussion about it before we discuss it with the board.
Okay, it's clear. So we will reschedule it and have presentation in the morning and then discussion after the meeting with the GAC. Before lunch, and right before lunch, we'll have a Q&A with the council and board candidates.
Bart, how much time do you think it will be needed? Because do you think they will need a full hour before lunch then, again?
No. My guess is, as I said, the presentation is 45 minutes. I think, and say, if you have half an hour before lunch, max, and instruct Keith and Bernie that it's half an hour, then it's fine. And probably because this is such important work, don't misunderstand. We shorten the lunch, that's fine as well. The best would be if we start at 8:30, but that would be very, very exceptional. Because then you could present the results of the sense of the meeting already at the board and the GAC meeting, but that is an alternative.
Well, starting earlier, it certainly is a possibility, but I'm not sure it's a... Well, theoretically, it is possible. If we, on the other hand, we can have 45 minutes presentation, then after meetings with GAC, and we have 30 minutes of discussion, and then we have 30 minutes left for Q&A with council and board candidates.
Yeah. May I suggest that, say, for the working group, that Katrina, Gabi and I contact Keith and Bernie to see what is either, say, as an alternative, start at 9 or start at 8:30. What is the preferred option?
Oh, yes. Let's see if they think there's enough time. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we will contact Keith and Bernie to ask for their opinion. So then lunch, non-sponsored lunch, and after lunch we have an hour for internet governance session. And finally, we'll start with, at least Samantha promised to give a presentation. I really hope that she will manage to give a presentation. On this, we planned actually her presentation for, it was in Buenos Aires, but it didn't work out, so we had to postpone it. And now, finally, I hope that we'll have it. Bart, is this... New hand.
Yeah, this is a new hand, and it relates to the Internet Governance Session 1. It's based on the call for volunteers, etc., and the recent announcement by ICANN. Gabi and I received a lot of queries around the unclarity of all these different processes around the NTIA stewardship transition and the accountability. I think internet governance, although very, very important and relevant, it should, and especially given the discussion around Net Mundial and the IGF, which will then be just being closed, I think if part of this session could be used, maybe half of it, also to explain all the different tracks that we have around NTIA and accountability and how people can get engaged, that would free some space to have a fulsome discussion on Wednesday afternoon on the substance of the matter, especially around NTIA accountability. Because, say, my sense is, and I think Gabi's as well, is people are losing track of what is happening currently in the ICANN environment.
I agree with you. It's really a problem. And so could you give such an update, such an overview?
It's probably there are other people better placed to do it, but if need be, I can do it. But we'll find somebody.
Yeah, if you have ideas who could, because we certainly need more people here.
And included in this session, because this is more a briefing session or debrief session than anything else. So you could include this one for updates from, say, people who are on the ICG from the CCNSO or CCTLD or CCNSO appointed, a little bit on the scope of this new working group, what is happening in accountability, so a real debrief session, and then use the Wednesday afternoon for a fulsome discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's I agree, that's a good idea. So answering Alan's question he posted in chat, could I get a bit more info as to what Samantha would review? If you Google her name and blog, she has lingua something. Suddenly forgot the organization she works for. She has excellent blog posts about internet governance, and just as Bart said, that people are losing track. I lost it long ago, and Karolina posted Lingua Synaptica. And actually, Samantha's blog posts helped me to realize that, first of all, that it's okay not to understand everything, and second, she really summarizes everything very, very neatly, and I really enjoy her blog. So that's why we contacted her before the meeting in I think it was Buenos Aires, maybe it wasn't, but it wasn't Buenos Aires, it was before London.
Singapore.
We had Singapore, right? Yes, I think it was before Singapore, or maybe even Buenos Aires. Okay, it doesn't matter, but she actually promised to give an overview about all those. Alan also proposes to have Martin or Keith to give an update on the ICG process in this slot. Yes, this is one of the ways. Another one is to have it on Wednesday afternoon.
Katrina,
yes.
This is Bart again.
Yes.
As I said, providing overviews on Wednesday afternoon is, I think people really want, and what should be stimulated is have a discussion on the substance. Because at the last meetings we were talking about process, and this will be about, if ICG will provide an overview, it will be about process again. And I think
I agree. That's a good approach, I think. Yeah. Okay, so we could invite somebody of them to give presentation here about the substance.
So, yeah. So use this Internet Governance Session 1 to provide a debrief on processes and how to get involved, and then move the Wednesday afternoon session and try to turn this into a substantive discussion, specifically focus on NTIA and accountability.
Okay. So Carolina had a hand up, but now she disappeared, changed her mind. Okay.
Bart has just clarified.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Yeah. Okay, so those are a few ideas for Internet Governance Session 1, so we can start contacting people. Eberhard has to... Eberhard has to leave in 3 minutes, therefore I will just jump to Wednesday afternoon session, Internet Governance Session 2, just as... Bart proposed, and I think that's a fair idea. That's on Wednesday afternoon. We start talking about the process, how everyone gets involved, what everybody thinks, and so on. And that was my idea, where to put your statement, Eberhard. If you think it better belongs somewhere else. You can speak up now if you manage to unmute yourself.
Yeah, I can unmute myself usually nicely. I don't really mind where you put me. Yeah, but
okay.
I think it fits there. You're right. Not really a political statement. I want to share the view of the CCTLD manager of .NA about all of this, because I think many of us are affected in a similar way. And 10 minutes will do it. I will actually, if I get 15 minutes, I will make it a little bit more interactive and shut all the laptops down and do some fun so that people are listening. But we basically need to also bring in a perspective contrary to the prevailing top-down approach that at the moment is happening, where everybody is bored into silence by overwhelmed with lots of things that are not really happening.
Okay, so that's the idea. We have discussion here, and so we have different views presented, and hopefully we can find a way out of this, and I hope that would be a way that will satisfy all of us. Okay, if that's settled, let's go back to Tuesday afternoon when we have security session, which actually people do like security session. Here we have at the moment one proposal from Israel, so about defending DNS environment and their experience. We definitely need at least two more presentation about security, and I mean security not from technical perspective, but more, you know, CEO oriented. So, Peter.
Yes, Katrina. I was wondering if the authors of that study from the Oxford University on security for CCTLD would find some wisdom from these if they go and present their study. They will do it at IGF, so it will be out there anyway. If they're around, it might be good to have them there.
You mean that horrible best practice document?
Mm-hmm.
Peter? Okay, Peter, do you hear me? No.
Yes, I heard you. Yes, indeed, that the horrible best practice document.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think we could, if definitely we'll meet the lady in Istanbul next week, so we can ask if she's there and probably invite her to talk about these issues. It might be interesting for smaller registries. And maybe we'll see. Oh, anyway, we have to see what the output of the panel next week in Istanbul. But yes, actually, I think that's a good idea to look at people in Istanbul and see who could be invited and who could give an interesting presentation to the audience. Okay. Anyway, that's something to think about. Then coffee break. Then we have Ayana update. Actually, I think that last time in London we had an excellent Ayana update. I don't know why people still... Okay, we didn't have many complaints. I think it's one or two complaints about Ayana update, but I think that was really a very good an interesting update. So hopefully it will be just as interesting in LA. And then we have several requests, actually all of them from ICANN. Any comments? Well, definitely think it's going to be interesting to listen to IDN update and...
Don asked to have the IBM variant update during the session. I can ask someone from ICANN to give an update, but then we have to kick out one of the presentations, and I would suggest that will be the GNSO review.
Okay, this is a GNSO review. What is it really relevant, and is it interesting for us?
They asked us to come already in London, and that was too late, so I said no. And I've asked them to give me a better, a feedback on a summary of what it is. I haven't received it yet. But I also know they have they said they can do it on a conference call with a CCNSO instead. I'm happy to set it up for them. Not sure how many will dial in, but I'm just saying that I think of these, it's probably least of interest for us.
Well, I'm afraid yes. I really don't see any reason. Okay, do they have? I forgot. I think you sent before this description of.
No, they haven't provided. They haven't provided it to me yet. So I'm still waiting
okay,
for it.
Could you please ask for a description and then so that we could review it, and if it's relevant or at least interesting for us, we could give them some time. If not, we just we'll have to drop it. But it would be really good to have any reasoning from them. Why do they think it's relevant and interesting for us? Okay, so next thing, Wednesday morning, we currently we have this registrar panel. Some people thought it was interesting, some people were not completely happy with registrar panel. I still think it was good, and we definitely need to build up the dialogue with our registrars. So if you have any ideas what we could talk about here, it would be really great. So if there are ideas, we could definitely please don't be silent, share them with the group, and then we'll see how we can make this even more interesting.
Don also suggested that it, his feeling was that there was too little time for a proper transfer. You know what I mean.
Transition.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And he said that he thought it was too little on that. So, and he was kind of happy to trade this session against more IANA transition oversight.
Yeah, but don't forget, the Wednesday afternoon will be more focused on the substance of NTIA transition process, because if I'm correct, that will be the drift of Eberhard's presentation, interaction with the audience as well. So going, say, if you recall from the discussion we had around the say IG session, this is around, say, the process of the ICG, so the Internet Coordination Group, which is part of the NTIA process, stewardship transition process, will be explained, and then we move into the substantive discussion on this particular topic on Wednesday afternoon.
But I'm not saying that I want to change. I'm just saying that Don thought still there was too little time, and he was happy to, because he suggested a session, and he would be happy to trade it if we think there is a need for more time.
Okay, I think we should gather feedback and gather ideas and see if really there's a need for some other topics to discuss. Peter.
We are organizing for Center an open day with registrars. Two of the topics there might actually be relevant to the CCNSO as well. They're more on the practical issues. It's on authentication and identification, as you well know, Katrina, obviously. The second one is we have been asked by VeriSign if they can come and present their ID for an EPP standard association. It might be relevant for the CCNSO as well. So.
I think
registry exchange, these could be the two things that come to mind.
Yeah, that's. I think that if we decide to keep registrar thing or to devote it to some discussions, yes, I think that's a good idea to have to discuss something like that. But currently, this slot is still open, so if there are other ideas, so just share them. Bart, your hand.
Peter, can I just say, you said authentication, verification, and EPP standards. Was that what you said?
Identification, authentication, and EPP standards, yes.
Okay, thanks.
It's the line is quite noisy, Peter, so it's not so easy to understand what you're saying. Thank you for repeating. Bart, is your hand...
Yeah, it's up. A meeting or say a dialogue with the CCNSO appointed board members. It's not on the agenda yet.
No, it is not. We have, we'll have...
I don't know if you want it, but I've noted this, so...
Yeah, okay, thanks for pointing this out. We do have questions... an answer our Q&A session with, probably Mike, right?
Yes, but that's on. But that's something else.
Yeah, that's something. I agree. Yes, that is something else.
Don't mix them up.
That it is definitely something else, because he should provide his views on the further development and on his work. But okay. We'll have to see where we can accommodate that. The next time slot, 45 minutes, this is something that emerged from a discussion on Facebook. I'm not sure if you all know about this issue that some bombing victims have... actually sued ICANN, asking ICANN to seize some CCTLDs like .IR, Iranian CCTLD, just in order to get some revenue or not revenue, but reimbursement for victims of bombing that. According to the victims, the Iranian government is responsible for. So so the idea was that we could have a discussion, because the answer that I can provide it to this writ was quite strange, because they actually claim that CCTLD is not a property of government, it's not a property of somebody, and so on, so on. So this is really something that CCNSO should react to, and I think we're planning to, at some point, I think we'll have to write a letter expressing our views on this issue, because it's really, it's very, very important issue. And here we could actually discuss things. Nigel agreed to be on the panel and participate in discussion. One of the suggestions was John Berryhill from ICANN, because he's involved in related issues. And Michael from CIRA board. CIRA board, he also had written a very good blog post about this issue, analyzing response that ICANN gave, to the court. So Alan has written on chat that it would be good to have an American lawyer on the panel. Becky would be a good person. Yes, I think Becky would be a good person. I hope that Michael could participate too. We'll just have to we'll need to send more information to Byron, and he hopefully will talk to Michael. Anyway, ICANN is held in a neighboring country, so I hope that he's going to LA. But I do agree with Alan. Becky would be really great to have on this panel. So this is, in any case, that's a proposal to have this discussion. Any objections? Well, I don't hear any. Okay, then we have break, and then again CCTLD news session. For CCTLD news session, we have five proposals from Argentina, Serbia, Iran, Portugal, and Germany. Well, to my view, there are too many European registries. I would really prefer somebody from the region. Okay, there are not many many there are not many registries in the North American region. But actually, Alan, I think that would be good to have at least from. Would be nice to have somebody from Canada.
Can I just also add that the presentation from Portugal and Germany, they were requested just a few days before the London meeting, so I deferred them to this meeting, and I need to confirm again that they actually are still willing to give it. At that point they said yes, but I still need to see if they're interested.
Yes, okay, but anyway, they're currently there, and I think there are too many European registries. And Peter proposed to have to ask Stefan Welzer from DINIC to participate, if I'm not mistaken, talking about the discussion about the CCTLD property. Yes, I agree. It would be Stefan definitely would be great to have. Yes, okay. Gabi, could you please note? I'll contact Stefan and ask if he is interested.
Katrina, I have a small question. Since it seems to be a big interest and we have many potential speakers on the session, perhaps we could, if I just scroll back up, perhaps we can skip the registrar session, make the discussion a little bit longer, and then we leave 20 minutes for discussions with the board members, so that the session would go from 9 till...
Well, personally, I would agree if we don't need any more time for some Ayana thing. If not, I think that's a good proposal, yes, because I think this discussion actually could be really interesting. Unless everybody agrees that the letter ICANN wrote to the court ridiculous and there's nothing to discuss. But, yes, I think that's an interesting topic, at least definitely interesting for me. I hope that for other registries as well, because if we allow a precedent like that, we're doomed, actually. Yeah, I think it's going to be really, really bad if anything like that happens. The question about regional organizations update. Regional organizations currently presented by Peter and Carolina. Peter, please.
I've tried to rearrange my headset a bit, so hopefully this is better. We had a short exchange on the RO risks, and we all agreed that we will not be doing the regular "this is what we did and this is what we're going to do" presentation. But there will be one presentation presenting the results of the survey that we're currently doing. So Carolina is finishing up the survey in for LAC-TLD, APTLD, and AFTLD will be closing in a few days, and Central Work just closed. So we will have a global view on the presence and impact of national legislation on CCTLDs. And the agreement between the ROs was that we're not going to share that during our own meetings, but that we're actually keeping the scoop for the CCNSA, even though Don and Central already have meetings before them. So during those meetings, only the regional results of that survey will be presented, and we will keep the global results in comparison for the CCNSO. There will also be a report shared with the group right after the presentation, and presenter will most likely be Patrick.
Okay, thank you. I think that's really very interesting. At least I always like those comparisons when we have all the regions compared, and I think it's really always works very well, and it's very interesting. So thank you for this. 20 minutes, is it enough?
It will definitely be enough for the presentation. Obviously, if there are a lot of questions, that might be a bit difficult, but I'm sure we can follow up during lunch as well. I don't see a problem there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Carolina? Carolina, your hand. Please speak up.
I'm sorry.
Carolina. Yep.
Yes, I was just seconding Peter saying that 20 minutes will be enough, but we really need 20 minutes because usually there are so many CCTLDs presenting their session, their news, that it's usually we don't have the 20 minutes for this update, and we believe that this report deserves to at least the 20 minutes for full presentation.
Okay, thank you. I still have a question. Are you going to present the same presentation at meetings of regional organizations? For example, are you planning to give this presentation during center meeting right before the ICANN meeting?
Yes and no. We are going to present the center results. We're not going to look at the global comparison. So we keep the global level of the survey for the CCNSO, and the regional level is used during the
meeting. Okay, very good. Very good. Yes. Thank you very much. Yes, that's excellent. Because usually the members start complaining that they've seen presentation already. The way you planned this, I think it's excellent. Thank you. So we've already spoken about Internet Governance Session 2. Still have to think and work on the panel and the framework of this session. And then we have break and council meeting. So basically that's an overview of the current version of agenda. Any comments or something that you'd like to say now? Carolina, your hand is still the same, right? Peter?
Yes, Katrina, in the light of what you just mentioned on duplicating presentations, we have an open invitation for Sam Dickinson to present on a joint session with RIPE and Centre in Brussels for the meeting with the high-level interface. That has not been confirmed, but I'm just signaling it that we might see something pretty similar. Although I will ask Sam to focus on the ITU related events and not so much on the internet governance initiatives, which it probably involves like in accountability and other related issues as well in the CCNSO context. So I think it will be different, but probably still pretty close for about 50% of her presentation. Again, she hasn't confirmed to us yet, so I'm not sure if that will take place, but I wanted you to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks for the warning. I still hope that they will be pretty different, and you always can find some aspects to highlight specifically for the members who already perhaps listened to the presentation, some new aspects, some new angles to the comparison. Okay, thanks. Any other comments? Because we've had really long discussion. I think it's quite fruitful, and I hope that it will make our agenda look better. So at least we have things to do. And let me summarize what we're planning to do. Gabi, we have to reschedule the morning session of Tuesday for day one and day two.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to start contacting people. We have to contact Keith and Bernie regarding to offer them the solution we just came up with. Leslie has confirmed that she will chair the Q&A session, and we have to send out a proposal. We have to ask members to submit their questions to the candidates if they want to in advance. We'll have to really grill them up during the meeting in LA. I think we have to write to Samantha and ask her to confirm that she is still willing to give a presentation on internet governance and some other ideas we had for this session. Security session, everybody should think about this session, and if you have any good ideas. And next week, Peter, if you see the lady, or maybe we should discuss more how we could, what we could do with this Oxford document, and if we should do something about it. Then we need to really think about the GNSO review. Still have to confirm with Portugal and Germany if they want to give presentation. Alan, would be great if you could think about presentation from .ca or somebody else from the region. Then we should invite more people for the discussion in the morning, Wednesday morning. Becky and Stefan would be really great. And I think that, IG session 2. I still need to think about people and what else, people and actually what to stress and what to talk about.
Katrina, for the CCTLD news session, what I will do is to confirm with everyone they actually can, and if we have a slot free, I think we should also make a call for presentations perhaps.
If we still have a slot, but we definitely can send out call for presentation about security I'm actually not sure about news. I think we don't have so much time. If we still have all those presentations, we don't have so much time. Perhaps there are some interesting presentations from, or at least region or close from the region. So Alan promised to do what he can to find subject to present during the meeting in LA. And Karina says that for the North American representation, maybe Dottie from .bg or some small Caribbean state might be doing something which might be worth showcasing at the meeting. And of course, Sira definitely is interesting and relevant. No, I'm asking Sira because Alan is here, and Sira definitely is from the region, takes biggest part of the region, perhaps. So, but yes, we could ask from some other states there too. Just really think that Sira has a lot of things to share. So any other things on the to-do list, Gabi, something I missed?
Not regarding the agenda. It's more about next meeting and so on. But
Okay. Yeah, sure, we have to ask about headphones and stuff and other things. And Alan noted that Sira is interesting, relevant, and modest. And everybody agrees. So on this positive note, I'd like to finish the meeting today. Thank you very much for participating. I know it took longer than it should have taken, but I think we discussed many things, and it will give us really something to think about.
Shall we establish the date for the next meeting on the online?
I think we better send out a doodle poll for the next meeting, because I'm not sure we can decide on one right now. So it's the time is running out very, very, very quickly. So we just have a lot of things to do. If you have any ideas right after the call or a bit later, tomorrow, for example, just send it to the list or directly to Gabi or myself. So we'll address all those all the issues, and hopefully we'll make another great meeting. I also think that we'll need to write this feedback on feedback. Gabi, could you draft?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So that's all from me. If there are no comments, no wishes, nothing, then thank you very much again, and see you next time. I think in 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks' time. Okay, so thank you.
And, thank you.
Have a productive week. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.